This week's parsha speaks about saras, an affliction that the person gets. And Parshas Metzora, next week's parsha, discusses it as well. This week's parsha speaks about the saras that one gets on his body or on his clothing. And next week's parsha speaks about the saras that a person can get on his house. And the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tumas Saras, in Perek Tazayin, Halacha Yud, 16:10, if you'd like to look it up, the Rambam writes that all three of these different afflictions on the body, on the clothing, on the house, are all a result of Lashon Hara. Person speaks Lashon Hara, and part of his punishment, part of his tikkun, part of his tshuva process, is that a person gets the tzaras on his body, on his clothing, and on his house. But if you take it a step deeper, the Rishonim point out that Lashon Hara is not like people think, like, okay, he speaks nicely, he doesn't speak nicely, and if you don't speak nicely, you can really hurt someone. If you speak nicely, you could help someone. It's much deeper than that. It's much more indicative of a much bigger problem that the person has when he speaks Lashon Hara. For example, the Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Shari Tshuva, Gates of Repentance, in Gimel Reish Yud Zayin, the third part in 217. Take a look. He explains over there, he says that he compares one who speaks Lashon Hara to a fly. Yeah, this little fly, zzz, right? And he's sitting and there's a beautiful kitchen with a gorgeous marble countertop. And it's clean and and the fly could go to any part of this countertop and just sit there and relax and enjoy sitting on the beautiful marble. But what does the fly do? He goes ahead and he looks for that little tiny dirty spot, right? And he zip, goes to that spot and then sits on the spilled milk or the spilled sauce or whatever it is and goes over there. See, the whole thing was there. Everything was amazing. He could have had such a beautiful landing spot. But he specifically goes for the negative. And Rabbeinu Yonah writes that that's the same thing by someone who speaks Lashon Hara. There's always so much good that a person can speak about. Positive. Praise. Giving thanks. Positivity. Good. It's good stuff out there. But the person who speaks Lashon Hara, he zeroes in on the negative. He looks for that little nothing, that little this, and then he goes ahead and he speaks about it. So in truth, it's not just the speech that is bad, but it's the whole motivation behind it. It's what's going on behind the scenes that the person is a negative person. When someone is negative, so what's propelling him forward, what's pushing him to a specific spot on the countertop, is his negativity. So obviously he's going to go and find that bad thing to land on. If a person's positive, he's not even going to see that little spilled milk on the countertop. So really, the way the person speaks is only indicative of a certain mindset that he has inside, internally, even before the speech comes out. And we see this in the Gemara. The Gemara says in the Maseches Megillah, some of us just finished that, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara says that who is the king? Who is the king of Lashon Hara? The Gemara says it was Haman. Haman, he was the one who spoke the, he's the king of Lashon Hara. What do we see so bad about Haman? So we see that Haman really had everything. Everything was going for him. The whole place was bound down to him. He had money. He had the king wrapped around his fingertips. Right? The whole thing was going. Everything was for him. And one guy, just one guy, a Jew, didn't bow down to him. Mordechai, lo yichrav, lo yishtachaveh, didn't bow down to him. And Haman comes home and he tells his wife, v'chol zeh inenu shoveli. All of this, all of the money and the honor and everything, all my connections, none of it is worth anything. B'chol eis sh'aniroa Mordechai Yehudi Yoshev v'shar melech, and he doesn't go ahead and bow down to me. What are you, nuts? You have everything. Everything in the world. But because there's one guy that's not bound down to you, so all of a sudden, v'chol zeh einenu shoveh li, nothing's worth it for me. A person could be sitting on gold. He could have health. He could have the smarts. He could have good relationships. There's so much good. But there's one little thing that's not going well, and you get into a depressed mood. Everything gets bad. Then you start complaining, and you start being annoying, and you start having, being edgy with other people. Well, how'd that happen? Everything is amazing. No, but what happens is that inside we become negative. And if we're negative, then our outward expression of that negativity comes with complaining, lashon hara, and all these different types of things. So lashon hara, our speech, is only a reflection of a certain mindset that we have inside us. This was highlighted, I think I quoted this once before, but I think it's a mitzvah to say as many times as possible, that this was highlighted once by Rav Pam. Rav Pam was a Rashiva of Torah Vadas, and he gave a speech once on the 50th yortzeit of the Chafetz Chaim. He asked him to speak. And he said as follows. He said, and I'm going to read word for word from his speech. He said, the nisayon, the test of speaking Lashon Hara, is a great one. But it doesn't start at the tongue. This nisayon, this test, originates in the heart, with the way one looks at other people. A person whose heart is full of chesed, kindness, who enjoys doing favors and making people happy, whose heart is sensitive to the feelings of other people, such a person will have no problem with lashon hara. And here comes my favorite part of his speech. The Chafetz Chaim wrote a sefer called Avas Chesed, Love of Kindness, which is not as well known as his sefer Chafetz Chaim on the laws of lashon hara. Many people learned the laws of lashon hara. The book called Chafetz Chaim made Chafetz Chaim famous. He's named after the book, right? That became his name. Many of us don't even know about his book on kindness, Avas Chesed. But the midah, the character trait of Avas Chesed, of loving to do Chesed, is the key to all the good midos. The key to good, all the good character traits. If you have a neshama that has a feeling for the sheer joy of making others happy, you would not want to hurt anyone with words which cause shame and embarrassment. And Rav Pam would add that studying the laws of lashon hara is treating the symptoms, while studying the laws of chesed is treating the disease. The symptom is that we speak not nicely about another person, someone who speaks lashon hara. But that's just the outcome of something much deeper. The real disease is inside, that the person is negative. Negative to others, negative about life. And when we have that feeling internally, so of course, what comes out is negativity. I'd like to show, I know I brought this out once for show and tell before, but I said a different shot last time, so I'm going to say a second shot, okay? Anyone remembers, I brought out the pei, okay, the famous pei. This is the pei, the way you write a pei in the Torah. And pointed out that the Mishnah Berurah tells us that when you write a pei in the Torah, you have to write it in a way that you leave a little bit of parchment down on the bottom so that the inside of the pei looks like a bet. Last time we explained, because the pei represents the mouth, the peh, and before a person writes a pei, before he uses his mouth, he should think twice, bet, two times before he speaks. He should think about what he's going to say before he releases it out. And I once heard a different shot, and that is as follows. The pei, over here, delineated with the black ink, really what it shows when you write the pei, it shows the bit. It shows the bed, it shows the, what's the bit? The inside. When you say, I need the Beit Midrash, I am inside the Beis Medrash. The bit means the inside. The pei delineates and outlines and shows the bit. It shows what's really going on inside a person. The way that we speak shows who we are inside. And therefore, when a person wants to work on his Lashon Hara, he wants to work on his speech, it's not enough to just open up the book and say, okay, I'm allowed to say this, I'm not allowed to say this. That's important. But a person has to work on his positive mindset, his positivity in general, and his positivity towards others. And the more positive a person becomes inside, he'll never speak negatively about another person. He won't even notice the negativity about the other person. And as we embark now, the last Sunday before the Bein Hazman and preparing for Pesach, it's important to add the following point. The Zohar writes that in Mitzrayim, our speech was in exile. Golos represented our speech as well. And that's why Moshe wasn't able to speak, because our ability to speak was in exile. Paro has the letters Peh Ra, a bad speech. And Pesach, the holiday that we celebrate, says the Zohar is Pesach. The mouth was able to now speak. In fact, the month of Nisan, the month that we were exiled, Gematria of Nisan, 170, is the same Gematria as Peh, Peh. Because our Peh was doubled, our Peh was enlarged, we were able to speak again. Yetzias Mitzrayim was our mouth, our ability to speak became free, to the extent that in Sefer Shmos, Perek Yedal Pasuk Beis, in the Shalach, when we were leaving Mitzrayim, he was talking about all of our stations, the Tachanot that Bnei Yisrael left. So the Pasuk says, Daber Bnei Yisrael v'yashuvu v'yachanu lifnei pi hachiros. One of the places they went to was pi hachiros. And Rashi explains, that wasn't really the name. Really, it was Pitom. That was the real name. V'achshav nikra pi hachiros. But right now it's called pi hachiros. Al shem shenasu sham b'nei chorin. Because they became free over there. That was the place they became free. B'nei Yisrael became free there. And what's the highlight? Pi, the mouth, chayros, became free. Now is the name of the place. Highlighted over there. We're learning Maseches Pesachim. The Sefer Eish Das, in his commentary on the God of Pesach, explains why is it that the beginning of Maseches Pesachim, Dav Beis and Dav Gimel, is all about Lashon Nekiyah, how a person is supposed to speak, or La Barsar. It's the right way to say it, not right the way to say it. Lashon Nekiyah, the special way to speak, two blot of Gemara, discussing how a person is supposed to speak in a special way. Why in the world did Maseches Pesachim start off that way? And he explains, because part of the redemption, part of the freedom coming out of Mitzrayim was our ability to speak in a free way. And therefore the Masechta starts off, it talks about Pesach, teaches us how we're supposed to go ahead and speak. We say, B'tzeis Yisrael mi Mitzrayim. We sing this during Hallel. B'tzeis Yisrael mi Mitzrayim. And B'nai Yisrael left Mitzrayim. Beis Yaakov me'am lo'ez. The Jewish nation from a nation of lo'ez that speaks non-Lashon HaKodesh. The non-holy language. That's how we depict the difference between us and the Egyptians. It was we who speak a holy language that left a people that don't. Why do we highlight that part? Because that was what came out free. Our ability to go ahead and speak. We say in Shmona Esrei, Ata v'chartanu mikol ha'amim, Hashem, you chose us. Ahavta osanu, you loved us. V'ratzisa banu, you wanted us. And the Vilna Gaon explains that those three statements, that you chose us, that you loved us, and you wanted us, represent the three different holidays. You chose us, that was on Pesach, when you chose us away from Mitzrayim, took us out. Ahavta osanu, you loved us, that was giving us the Torah on Shavuos. And V'ratzisa banu, you wanted us, after Yom Kippur, when we were forgiven, now you want us. Then you have three more statements. V'romamtanu mikol ha'lashonos. You exalted us on all the other languages. That's compared to Atah v'chartanu. That's compared to Pesach. And again, we highlight the fact that we were taken up above the other languages. That's referring to the other two holidays. But again, we highlight in our davening that it's us against the other languages. It's our, what defines us as special, as unique is our freedom of speech, the way that we're able to go ahead and speak. In fact, we find that this is the night of the Seder night, it's one of the mitzvahs. All year long, we have a mitzvah every single day. We have a mitzvah to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's called the mitzvah Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. So what's special about the night of the Seder? There's a mitzvah called Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, telling over the story of Mitzrayim. Why is that so unique? Every day you have that. So the Prima Gadim says that one of the differences between the two is that all year long you can fulfill the mitzvah belayv, in your heart, in your mind. Just think about what happened. But on Pesach night, you have to speak it out. You have to go ahead and speak out the story. It's not enough to think and meditate about the story. You have to speak it out, outwardly. You have to bring it out. Because we're celebrating our freedom of our speech. Now, what does that mean? That the speech was in Gullus, it was in exile, and now it's free. So we don't have time right now to go through the whole idea of Mitzrayim. But in Mitzrayim, we were suffocated internally. We were slaves. We didn't have time to think. We couldn't be spiritual. We couldn't be positive. Day in and day out, working. That's positive. We're negative. So we couldn't express ourselves in our truest way. We couldn't have the speech that we wanted to have in Mitzrayim. Because internally, we were so suffocated. That's why Rav Tzaddok says, very, very interesting, and that pasuk that I quoted you before, he says, Daber b'nei Yisrael, v'yashuvu v'yachanu lifnei piachiros. He explains, homiletically, he says, v'yashuvu, you should be shav, you should sit, v'yachanu, and camp, relax, lifnei piachiros, in order for your mouth, your pee, to be free. You gotta, if you're busy, and you're suffocated, and you don't have time to think, and internally you're dead, so of course your mouth is not going to be free. You're not going to be able to speak into the way that you want. But if you could just take a time out, relax, think about what's important, be positive, be focused, so then our mouth is free, and we're able to speak in the greatest way. And this is a very, very important lesson for all of us. When we want to have perfect speech, we always want to be nice to people. We want to, you know, speak in a proper way. God forbid to say something bad about someone else. No one wants to do that. But how do we control that? How do we make sure that we don't get agitated and we don't yell at someone, or we don't make a cynical remark that could hurt someone's feelings? How do we do that? Cynicism is like part of life. That's normal. Of course it's supposed to be cynical. Some people get really badly hurt when you're cynical. Oh, come on, just be a man, just take it like a normal. Everyone does that, right? That doesn't mean it's right. How do we stop that? How do we purify our speech? The defining factor between us and animals is the fact that we're able to speak and express our feelings. A ruach mamalala, that we have the ability to speak. Animals don't have that. How do we sharpen that? How do we purify that? How do we enhance that? We have to work on us internally. Are we positive or are we negative? When we look at a situation, do we complain? Do we see all the bad? Or do we see the good? Do we count our blessings? And the more that we do that, the more we'll be able to purify our speech. The more that anything that's going to come out of us is going to be positive. And now we have a time, we're moving into the Bein HaZmanim. I mentioned once that the Rav Shach, in his introduction to his Sefer Avi Ezri on Kachin, he doesn't call it Bein HaZmanim. He calls Man HaBeinayim. Bein HaZmanim sounds it's the time it's between times. Like now is a time, and the summer is a time, and here's Bein HaZmanim. It's in between times. That means it's a nothing. It's no time. Doesn't exist. So he said, no, it's the Zman HaBeinayim. It's the time in between other times. We have a whole month of vacation, but it's a time. It's part of our life. We could accomplish tremendous amounts. Sometimes we could learn and we could express ourselves and we could do things that we can't do with the amazing infrastructure that we have in yeshiva. It's good sometimes to be let free and learn on our own and learn something that we didn't have a chance to learn about, or to spend time with people we didn't have a chance to spend time with, or to think about things that we didn't have time. But a danger of the Zman HaBeinayim is that sometimes people become negative. Sometimes they're thinking so much, they start to notice things that, oh, I didn't accomplish as much as I wanted to accomplish, or I thought I was going to finish all of the entire Shas and memorize everything between next week and the beginning of next month. And then when that doesn't happen, they, oh, I'm a failure. And then they come into the summer's month, instead of being recharged and all excited, they're like, you know, maybe I should find a different yeshiva. I have all my problems. I fell. I did this. I did that. It's a time of yishuv and vagayachanu, like we said, a time for camping, of relaxing, exploring. But we have to factor in positivity. That is the key. We have to stay on top of the game. The only way to be successful is with positivity. We have to count our 6 months and say, this is what I accomplished. Amazing. I could accomplish more. I could do more. This is what I accomplished in my midos work, in my relationships, in my consistency. And some people have a lot, and some people have a little less than a lot. But we've all accomplished tremendous amounts. We got to count those blessings. We have to stay positive. As long as we stay positive and we see all the good all the time, our outward expression will always be good. We'll never speak not nicely to other people, never speak not nicely about other people. It'll be beautiful. And our interactions with each other, with just positivity and positivity and positivity all around, will just enhance the whole environment. It'll enhance everything that we have. And we'll be zochet to tremendous simcha, to tremendous growth and success. And my bracha to all of us is that we should keep on top of the game, stay positive, count our blessings, and they would express that all forward. Shavua Tov.